Blackstone presents Pride and Paranormal by Adrian Blake. This book is read by Charlotte Moore Lambert.
I'd love to dedicate this book to Mom and her love for trashy books. I still remember clutching her copy of Pride and Prejudice and asking me what I loved about it. Everything, Mom. All of it. Thank you for making me read it. Chapter 1. The Flaming Cauldron. The parking space was too tiny. There was no way my poor little beetle was going to squeeze into the one solitary spot in front of the pub, but this was an emergency and there was no other spot in sight. My best friend, Charlotte Lucas, never went out drinking in the middle of the week. She was far too busy with her work. So I was more than surprised when I got the call asking me to meet her at the Cauldron. My family lived in a quiet little valley in Misty Cedars, Pennsylvania, surrounded by mountains. It was the kind of out-of-the-way place easily missed in a blink. I glanced furtively up and down the street. No one was watching, so I pulled out my wand. "Minoram ad quietiora," I said, pointing at the two cars flanking either side of the parking space. A shot of green light pulsed from the tip of it, circling both. They wobbled, just a little, like they'd been hit by a strong gust of wind, but in less than 5 seconds, they were suddenly each about a half foot shorter, opening up the space. I backed into the now wider spot, and after turning off the engine, I wound down the window and sat perfectly still. A parking violation was hardly a major offense, but if a hag appeared out of the shadows, they could still cart me off to Bitterhold for the night. Unnecessary magic in a public area was an arrestable offense. How would I ever explain that one to Mom and Dad? Climbing out of the car, I glanced around me. Sensing all was clear, I hurried inside. Charlotte was sitting at a high table, checking her phone when I saw her. The Flaming Cauldron was a dark basement drinking hole with slate flooring and a magically illuminated bar that always reminded me of the Aurora Borealis. The magic was mostly cosmetic. There wasn't any obvious source of electricity, but there was just enough light to see and be seen. A young warlock worked the bar. There were usually two on duty. The other was a vamp. I had no clue where she was tonight. "Hey, Benny. No Sue tonight?" Benny was a good-looking warlock who had his life history tattooed all over his body.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?